I'm the bear, I'm the bear, with brown fuzzy hair. Welcome to episode 108 of the Sunday Movie Marathon. My name is Max.
I'm Chris.
I'm Darcy.
We are here in 2023 once more. It keeps being 2023.
And
we remain. We are remainers. How are we all this week?
Yeah, doing good. Been a long week.
I keep forgetting that it's Friday.
We're going out drinking after this.
Who? You?
No, we all are.
Nah.
No.
Friday night, baby.
Yeah, you're the only one who's not working tomorrow.
What are you trying to say? That I don't work? That I've got nothing else to do other than... Because I've got things to do, you know?
No, you're just...
I've got other things to do, Darcy, all right? I just want to have some drinks out with my friends. You don't want to go out with me? Then fine, that's fine. We don't have to. I'll just go home.
Cool. That's that sort of.
However, if you ask me again tomorrow, wink, wink.
I'm not here tomorrow. Lot going on. I've got to go to London tomorrow. I've got to.
Yes.
I want to because I have a gig. And they moved the venue because Brixton got their license taken away.
Woo!
Forever. So I couldn't rebook the hotel. It was just like, otherwise I have to like look for another hotel. Now it's like an hour away from the rescheduled venue.
Shit.
So that sucks. That sucks. And I already hate London. It sucks all over.
Yeah. At least there's a good venue you're going to.
Yeah, Apollo. Aventum Apollo. That'd be good.
Yeah, it's a nice place.
I have never even been.
Yeah, we went there for White Lies. It's pretty much the exact same as Brixton.
Isn't that where we got COVID?
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure we got that on the train rather than at the gig.
No, but I was just thinking there's a really nice pub right next to it.
I think
you should go there if you've got a spare minute.
And a spare £100 for a drink.
It's quite expensive.
It's expensive, but it was pretty cool, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, thanks. I'm in and out. I don't want to spend a second longer in London than
you
need
have to.
That place is disgusting and I hate it. I hate going.
You're getting like a 6 a.m. train.
It is just disgusting to be there. And I'm moving out like in a couple of days. So.
Yeah.
If I thought I was going to get any rest anytime soon, that is not going to happen.
That is exactly how we felt when we moved out. Because it was so close to my birthday. Everything was happening.
You started packing yet?
No. No.
Oh,
I need boxes. I need lots of boxes, all right?
Oh, you're in luck, because I'm pretty sure we have.
Yeah, we have a lot of boxes.
Yeah, we have a lot of boxes from when we moved out.
You want to bring them to mine? That's fine.
I guess it'll have to be me, won't it?
Connor, former creator of this podcast, and he's got some boxes for me, so that's fine. Going to get me lots of boxes. He was like, I can't give you the boxes now. Because I can't be seen by my boss giving you lots of boxes. I was like, oh, okay.
Wow, that was a stable work environment we must have. God, not the boxes. Connor, not the boxes.
So that's that. And then we'll all be living quite closer together. So this will all be a lot easier to pull off, the podcast.
Yeah.
I have to cycle here to yours most of the time. Well, all the time, let's be fair. And it sucks and I hate it.
And before that, we got the bus to yours. Yeah. And then a lot of the time, we'd have to get a taxi back because it would be too late.
It's all terribly, terribly laid out logistically.
Yes.
But now, not so much. Going to be like a 20-minute walk to yours or mine, or because I cycle maybe like a 5-minute cycle.
Nice.
Along the seafront, no less.
Yeah, it'll be nice.
It will be nice to live by the sea. Finally. Lucked out. That's that. And, new things on the horizon, I suppose, and, like, lots to worry about.
Indeed.
Cool. So, the Golden Globes happened, and I don't care, really, but...
No.
I felt like we could talk about it just for a bit.
I didn't even know it was happening until it happened.
Yeah, me neither. I think they said something on the news. Like, oh, the Golden Globes.
Yeah, I knew it.
Great.
I knew it happened in like January, but I didn't know like when it was going to happen or what was nominated. I just woke up one day and it was like, here are the wins from last night.
Okay.
I don't know if I know who won anything. So I've got the list up here.
Okay.
So I don't really know how it's laid out, but we'll see. I'll just go from like top to bottom. Fuck it. Okay.
That's always a good sign, isn't it?
No, it's not laid out well.
Oh, what, the list? Think.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So it comes up with the winner. Okay. So best picture drama. I'm just going to go from the top down.
Okay.
Best picture drama. Who are the nominees? You got Avatar: The Way of Water.
Yeah, that was this.
Yeah.
Tar, which we haven't got yet. Uh-huh. Maybe in a couple of days though.
Today,
there we go. Top Gun Maverick and The Fabelmans. Uh-huh. I haven't seen any of these, so I don't really. Who do we think won?
I know who won.
Oh, Chris told me, I believe.
All right, well, The Fabelmans won.
Yeah, I wouldn't predict today anyway. I think that's going to win Best Picture.
Steven Spielberg won that one.
Yeah, I'm actually looking forward to it. I've heard good things about it. I'll check it out.
I can't say that I care, but also Chris was like, we're going for my birthday. And I was like, well, I can't say no because it's your birthday. It's a sneak attack.
Not the Avatar Way of Water one? You don't think that should win?
Nah, it was a good movie, but
yeah. All right.
Elvis sucked.
Yeah.
Elvis definitely shouldn't have been nominated. I don't think.
Best picture, musical/comedy.
Okay.
It's weird that Elvis wasn't nominated for that because it's kind of a musical.
And is it a slash comedy?
There's funny bits in it, but it's not funny because they are purposely funny. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Why do they lump these two genres together?
Okay. So what's
musical
in it?
Musical/comedy.
It's not like musicals are something you get like a dozen of every year.
No.
We probably get like one or two musicals a year.
Maybe that's why
they put it in there,
because they must think it's funny.
Not a lot of comedies come out either. And not a lot.
Maybe that's why,
unless they're like kids' movies, which barely count.
So what's on this list?
They're weird with what they class as a comedy as well. I think they classed The Martian as a comedy once. And that is a really funny movie, but it's not a comedy.
What, the movie with Matt Damon?
The Martian?
Yeah.
Is that a funny movie?
I think it's funny.
I don't think
it's a comedy.
I just got that on Blu-ray the other day. I was like, I remember watching this. I watched it, but I don't remember what it was.
Yeah, it has a lot of laughs.
Yeah, don't you get
like
stuck on Mars or something?
I think it was like a sad movie. Where
it is, but it's got laughs in it.
I'm confused.
Yeah, so the nominees are The Banshees of Inisherin, Babylon, Everything Everywhere All at Once, Glass Onion, A Knives Out Mystery, Triangle of Sadness.
Again, with that, I wouldn't class Banshees of Inisherin as a comedy.
It's a musical.
Ah, fair enough.
Because Brendan Gleeson, he makes the music.
That's true, he does.
Right, so
But that's another one. It's definitely got funny moments in it, but it's a really dark and sad drama.
Yeah. Anyway, that one.
Yeah.
Oh, what, that movie?
Yeah.
Banshees. Okay.
I think it should have... Yeah, I'm glad it won something, but like, what is it? It's not a musical, so I guess it has to be comedy.
Yeah,
it is a funny movie. Like, I'll be real, but I don't know.
That's quite a weird one, to be honest.
Strange category, I suppose.
It's like the biggest mishmash I've ever heard of.
I really wouldn't have been upset at any of them winning that. To be fair,
no,
I like all of those movies, except I haven't seen Babylon.
Well, no one's seen it yet.
And like, I hadn't seen it, I'd be like, probably fair enough.
Right? Yeah, we get that one soon as well.
Yeah, that'd be
good. Like next week or something, I think.
That'll be fun. Best actress for a motion picture drama.
Mm-hmm.
The nominees. It doesn't say the fucking movies. What the fuck? I don't know.
Let's do a guessing game.
On the Wikipedia page, it does. Might be worth going to that instead.
Christ. All right, bear with. Oh, God. Search this bullshit up. I hate this so much.
God, the Sunday Golden Movie Marathon's having technical problems.
Winners for 2023. This is why. Who does this shit? I swear to God, who lays this out?
So where was that list? Do they have like an official
site
or something?
It's just their website, the Golden Globe.
That is
website.
Really lazy, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's incredibly lazy. Can't even fucking find the.
I think if you literally just go to Golden Globes 2023 on Wikipedia, it'll come up.
Okay. Yeah, they just don't want us to know, I guess. They're like,
I love that.
Should have watched it.
No.
You're not allowed to know unless you watch the entire ceremony.
Then why
would
they
put
it on?
Was it even like airing?
I don't know.
Okay.
Because I'm guessing this is an American thing.
I can't find Wikipedia anywhere. Just type in Wikipedia. 80th Golden Globe Awards.
Yeah,
okay. So Jesus Christ. All right, well, it's obviously in a complete different order. So,
oh,
I'll just find where the fuck I was then. Actress, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
Olivia Colman in Empire of Light. I haven't seen that. That's the new Sam Mendes one.
Yeah, I've not heard good things.
I've not even heard of it.
Viola Davis in The Woman King. Ana de Armas in Blonde. Michelle Williams in The Fablemans.
Mm-hmm.
And Cate Blanchett in Tar.
Okay. I've
not seen any of these movies.
Okay.
The winner was Cate Blanchett in Tar. Which, if I was going to pick anyone, probably would have picked her. Just based alone on, like, seeing the trailer. It looked fucking insane.
It does. I'm looking forward to that.
Looks batshit. I can't wait for that. We'll see that soon. Maybe a review coming.
Who knows?
Actor, I guess we should do next.
Okay.
The nominations were Austin Butler in Elvis, Brendan Fraser in The Whale, Hugh Jackman in The Sun, Bill Nighy in Living, and Jeremy Pope in The Inspection. That's just more movies I've not fucking seen.
I've not heard of any of these apart from The Whale, pretty much.
I feel like with the Golden Globes, they just pick people who people know, regardless of whether they were in anything big.
I know about Living, but I don't care enough to watch it. I know about The Sun, but that's only because I follow Hugh Jackman on Instagram.
Oh, okay.
Was there no nom for Paul Mescal from After Sun then?
No, of course not.
That is ridiculous.
Of course not.
Chris, I told you that... Oh, actually, no.
He deserves it too much.
Yeah. I think he'll get an Oscar nom if he doesn't win.
Is this like the equivalent of the Brit? It's like the award show for someone who's like never seen a movie in their
life.
Pretty
much, yeah.
So the winner was Austin Butler.
Yeah.
It's Elvis.
Which is fair enough. He was really good in that movie.
He was actually really good in it.
He's the best part of it. I think.
Nice.
I wouldn't say the movie's worth watching on his performance alone, but that doesn't take away from how good his performance is.
Yeah.
It's just there's a lot wrong with that movie.
Yeah, I feel kind of bad for him, to be honest. Is this his first movie?
No, he's been in a lot of stuff.
I don't recognise him as a starring lead role.
And it will open up loads of doors because people loved it and it was a huge success.
It was, like, he was really good. But, yeah, I think a lot of it just
weighed
it down.
He'll probably get the Oscar as well.
Yeah.
No, I can't be too mad. Depends on who else was nominated, I guess.
Depending on who else they snubbed.
True.
I think the Oscar will either be him or Colin Farrell.
Yeah, I wouldn't be upset with Colin Farrell.
Bloody love Colin Farrell.
He did a great job. Non-English language films will do. So the nominations are Argentina 1985 from Argentina, All Quiet on the Western Front from Germany, Close from Belgium, Decision to Leave from South Korea, RRR from India.
Oh my god.
Because you stopped watching it because it's sad.
It was just like insane.
Mm-hmm. I've heard good things about All Quiet on the Western Front.
Yeah, that and the Argentina one are on my watch list.
Was that not already a movie?
What?
Or is that a book or something?
It's based on a book that's been put into a movie a couple times.
Yeah.
Oh, right. No, because I thought, why is... Okay.
It's on Netflix. Keep meaning to watch it. Just keep forgetting to.
Did I say we won?
No.
Argentina 1985
won. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, not
I've heard good things about that. That's on Prime, I think.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll watch that then. Come back to you on that.
Decision to Leave is the only one of them I think either of us have watched, isn't it?
I feel like this is pretty much all we're going to say to each nomination is just, we'll watch that and get back to you.
No, the one that I watched should have won.
Yeah.
Animated feature. You got Turning Red, Puss in Boots, The Last Wish, Guillermo del Toro's Pinocchio, Marcel the Shell with Shoes On, and Inu Oh. I have not heard of Inu Oh.
No, me neither.
But who won it?
Guillermo del Toro's Pinocchio.
Okay, that's fine by me. I mean, I am partial
to
Marcel.
Upset with there.
Nah, I think that's a good winner.
I am really excited for Puss in Boots.
Yeah, it's going to slap.
I'm excited to watch Marcel the Shell again.
Yeah.
We won't be able to, though.
What?
Just, you know, I just don't see it happening. Just don't feel like it's going to happen.
Who knows?
I live in hope.
Where the fuck was I? Best performance in a motion picture musical comedy. Did I say?
No.
Best performance in a motion picture musical or comedy. The actor category. Do we feel like actor and actress should just be like one thing? Like, I don't know.
I don't know. You'd think so, but
it's a bit like, you know, right.
I think a lot of it comes down to so they can nominate more people.
I was thinking that. Do they just want to drag it out? Like,
just nominate more people then.
Or just make more categories or something. I don't know.
Like, so they can give two wins to, rather than just one person winning.
I don't know. It's a bit weird for me. So actor, you got Diego Calva in Babylon, Daniel Craig in Glass Onion, Adam Driver in White Noise, Colin Farrell in The Banshees of Inisherin, and Ralph Fiennes in The Menu.
Nice.
Okay.
I've not seen Babylon on The Menu yet.
I saw The Menu. I really liked it, and I really like Ralph Fiennes in it. I think he never does like a bad job in anything. He's one of the best. I keep saying it. He's one of the best ones we've got. But it went to Colin Farrell for The Banshees of Inisherin.
Okay.
Very well deserved.
Yeah,
I really
he was
not
great.
All that mad about any of these so far.
Not yet, like.
But
still
what's there to be mad about? Like, I don't know. Like,
well, what can you really do? You know?
Like, if Adam Driver won for White Noise, like, I don't even like okay.
Yeah,
he
I
was
thought
pretty good.
Yeah,
yeah,
he
like,
was great.
Yeah, I don't think I would have cared.
He was good at that.
You know.
Yeah. So, actress, you got Emma Thompson from Good Luck to You, Leo Grand, Anya Taylor-Joy in The Menu, Margot Robbie in Babylon, Michelle Yeoh in Everything, Everywhere, All at Once, and Leslie Manville in Mrs. Harris Goes to Paris.
What
the
title?
Movie that everyone saw. I think that was one that all the old people saw.
Probably. It sounds like an old woman movie.
I've never heard of it.
Mm. Do we have any preference?
Yeah.
It's got to be the Michelle lady, right?
Do we have any preference? Yeah, the only one Chris has seen. So, yeah, Michelle Yeoh won, of course.
Yeah, but that movie was amazing. Well deserved.
I think she deserves the Best Actress Oscar, just generally. I think she was incredible in it. Yeah. I hope so.
I feel like she'll get it. Supporting, I suppose, in a motion picture. Best performance, supporting performance in a motion picture. Supporting actor, you got Eddie Redmayne in The Good Nurse. You got Brad Pitt in Babylon, Barry Keoghan in The Banshees of Inisherin, Brendan Gleeson in The Banshees of Inisherin, and Ke Huy Quan from Everything Everywhere All at Once. I saw a lot about this actually, so I do already know.
Yeah.
And that's Ke Huy Quan who won that one.
Yeah.
Really bloody well deserved. Like, Paul,
yeah, he was so good.
Insane performance.
Yeah. Did you see during his acceptance speech, he had a little googly eye on his collar.
Very nice.
I love that. Embracing the role.
Yeah, nothing to be mad about still.
No, I'm really glad to see him kind of having this weird resurgence all of a sudden.
Yeah. I wouldn't have been mad if Brendan Gleeson won.
No, he was really good.
Yeah,
And Barry Keoghan, he was fantastic in that movie also.
Yeah, he was awesome. He's doing good work. Supporting actress, you got Angela Bassett for Black Panther Wakanda Forever, Kerry Condon in The Banshees of Inisherin, Jamie Lee Curtis in Everything Everywhere All at Once, Dolly De Leon from Triangle of Sadness, and Carey Mulligan in She Said.
I don't think I actually know who won this one.
No, neither do I.
I really like Kerry Condon in The Banshees of Inisherin. I think she was like really great.
Yeah, she was.
And Jamie Lee Curtis was also very good. It went to Angela Bassett, though, for Black Panther Wakanda Forever.
Okay.
What's there
to say? If you haven't seen it, it's just like,
I wish Stephanie Sue got nominated for Everything Everywhere All
daughter?
At Once. Yeah.
Yeah, she was great.
Yeah, she probably gives my favourite performance in that movie.
Yeah. Let's go with one that nobody cares about. Best Original Song.
Do you write?
Natu Natu by M.M. Keeravani and Chandra Bose for RRR. Carolina by Taylor Swift for Where the Crawdads Sing. Ciao Papa by Alexandra Desplat. Robin Katz and Guillermo del Toro for Pinocchio. Hold My Hand by Lady Gaga, Blood Pop, and Benjamin Rice for Top Gun Maverick.
Nice.
Fucking so many people. Lift Me Up by Thames, Rihanna, Ryan Coogler, and Ludwig Göransson for Black Panther, Wakanda Forever.
Is that all of them?
I couldn't like sing you any of these songs, or hum you any of them.
I know that last one, and it's really boring.
Did the Weeknd song not get nominated for?
Don't know what that is.
What Weeknd song?
The Weeknd did a song for the new Avatar movie.
No, obviously not.
Couple big snubs there, I think, for me. This Is a Life by Sun Lux from Everything Everywhere All at Once, like mm-hmm. one of my favourite songs of the year. The one with Mitski and David Byrne on it. Really love that song. New Body Roomba, the LCD Sound System song they did for White Noise.
If Adam Driver can get nominated, LCD Sound System can too.
Both great songs.
Yeah. What, Adam Driver?
Yeah, he's a great song.
That is a good song.
Yeah.
All right, who won it then, Max?
Natu Natu by M.M. Kiravani and Chandra Bose for RRR.
Okay.
They won that one. Good, I haven't heard it. Yeah, I don't
no,
know.
Fair enough.
Best original score. You got Justin Hurwitz for Babylon, Carter Burwell for The Banshees of Inisherin, Alexandre Desplat for Guillermo del Toro's Pinocchio, Hilde... Go on, fuck me. Hilde... Corona Dottir for Women Talking, and John Williams for The Fablemans.
Can I just quickly... not that I ever wanted it to get nominated for anything, but I feel like there's very little Avatar nominations out here, considering it's meant to be like one of the best movies like ever made or some shit.
Yeah, but what really is there to that movie?
I don't know. Is there no good scores in that movie? I don't fucking know. I just thought there'd be more
like,
to it.
I think it's like the same score as the first movie.
But
oh my god!
I think it will get a lot of nominations in the Oscars for like effects.
Yeah,
that'll probably win that one.
And it deserves that because it's an incredible looking movie. It looks insane. Mm.
What if it didn't win?
Yeah, I guess it depends on who else is nominated, right?
Fablemans.
I mean, I'd want to see Everything Everywhere All at Once win Best Visual Effects.
Yeah, that film is so great.
I think it also deserved a nomination for Best Score there.
Mm-hmm.
Sun Lux's work on that movie is just insanely good.
I'm trying to find like what movie that actually came out that I can be like, yeah, that was a good score.
The Batman had a good score, although it does use that Something in the Way
motif a lot. Well, the one that's been memed to death now.
Yeah, I don't know. It was all right, I suppose. Yeah, I like the Batman. The Northman could have got anything.
Yeah, the Northman was
The Northman's
sick.
Score was awesome.
Poor Northman.
Nope had a really good score.
No, yeah, that did.
So did Bones and All.
Bones and All had a fantastic score.
Yeah, and Reznor and old Rossi boy.
Oh my god. Atticus Ross the man.
Yeah. A lot of stuff.
That's actually quite sad. What a sad little list that you've got there, then.
Babylon won that. Justin Hurwitz for Babylon.
Okay.
This we better do. There are two left. You got best screenplay and best director.
Okay.
So we do screenplay first, shall we?
Yeah, go on.
Steven Spielberg and Tony Kushner for The Fablemans. Sarah Polley for Women Talking. Daniel Kwan and Daniel Scheinert for Everything Everywhere All at Once. Todd Field for Tar. And Martin McDonagh for The Banshees of Inisherin.
Cool.
Just a lot of good ones, to be fair. Everything Everywhere All at Once. I don't know when we're going to get to see Women Talking.
I would hope soon if it's nominated.
I've heard good things about it.
I thought it already came out.
Fuck me, when?
I've not heard. I don't even know what you're talking about.
I could have sworn it already came out and we didn't get it over here, but
that's
I could be
bullshit.
Wrong. I'll double check.
I don't know about it because Rooney Mara's in it.
Oh, she's... Yeah, I was wrong.
It comes out February 10th.
Woo-hoo-hoo!
Okay.
Yeah.
Field trip to the cinema, boys.
Best screenplay goes to Martin McDonagh for The Banshees of Inisherin.
Yeah, no,
it's a fantastic fucking screenplay.
Yeah, probably the best of the year, to be honest. Although
it's amazing.
I do love Everything Everywhere All at Once's script.
I think there's a lot in Banshees that, like, it's not, it's really, like, I would struggle to communicate it in a screenplay.
Yeah.
That's going on, like, in the background. So yeah. No upset to hear.
Triangle Sadness had a great script as well.
Yeah, it did. Yeah. A lot of good scripts. Nope, got nothing. Fucking
poor Nope got Nope.
Got fuck all. Bardo got shit all. It didn't even get like best non-English language film, Bardo.
I think it will at the Oscars. I think it will get a nomination for that.
I think you will.
I think, yeah. Nope will get cinematography as well.
I would hope so. That'd be nice. Just, yeah, I'm looking through. What else was there? Paris 13th District. I don't think anyone saw that.
No.
The Worst Person in the World.
That was nominated for stuff last year.
Okay.
Because of how it felt.
That's all right then.
Yeah, the whole, like, the whole piss distribution stuff
Paris
really fucked me up.
13th District was also eligible last year, but I don't know if it got nominated for anything anywhere.
Who knows what comes out when,
actually.
Honestly.
I think I saw something about it.
Who knows what movies belong to what year? It's impossible
to
say.
Yeah, I know.
Best Director then. Martin McDonagh for The Banshees of Inisherin, Baz Luhrmann for Elvis, The Daniels for Everything Everywhere All at Once, James Cameron for Avatar The Way of Water. There's another nomination for that. And nice. Steven Spielberg for The Fablemans. And obviously Steven Spielberg won.
Yeah, he's going to win the Oscars as well, I think.
He shouldn't.
Everyone's saying that this is like his big like swan song. People think he's like basically going to die soon if he doesn't retire after this.
What are you to? Why?
Then
why is
this? And then he came out with like ET 2 or something.
That's because like this is like his first and only like autobiographical movie he's made so far, and like a lot of people are saying it feels like a really fitting conclusion to his like filmography, kind of doing like this big full circle moment, going back, telling the story of him first starting.
Yeah. So yeah.
So I think regardless of whether the movie is great or not, it's going to win and get a lot of attention because it's like, he is like this really big name. It's kind of almost like this, the awards are like honouring his entire legacy and his entire career more than anything. Like when Martin Scorsese won Best Director for The Departed, it was less because he deserved it for that movie and more just because he had never won anything before.
Like when Leo won.
I was just that thinking too. That
although to be fair, he did deserve it for The Revenant. Yeah, he was insane in that movie.
He did. He did deserve that.
Oh god.
Cool. So, Golden Globes. Woohoo!
This episode isn't even about the Golden. Get the Golden Globes. My words.
We might come back to you with a little episode where we make our predictions or whatever for the Oscars, like we did last year. That's always fun. Expect that, I suppose. But in the meantime, we're going to talk everything RoboCop.
Yeah.
Eat, sleep,
we
breathe,
watched
Robo.
The RoboCop trilogy, excluding the remake, from, you know, the 80s to the 90s. Yeah. Three RoboCops. Let's go. Let's get into it.
Okay.
What is it about? Chris, you say what the first one is.
Yeah, so the first movie is RoboCop from 1987, directed by Paul Verhoeven. The movie is set in Detroit in this like kind of like near apocalypse, like dystopian future where crime is just going crazy there. This Ooh, big boy. Corporation buys the police, this corporation called OCP, and they start testing out these like crime fighting cyborg things. When one of them goes wrong and accidentally kills a member of their staff, another guy swoops in and goes, we've got this other project we're working on, this other RoboCop thing, which leads to them taking the body of Alex Murphy, a police officer who gets killed during getting into this base trying to arrest this gang. They take his body and they put him into a RoboCop prototype. And then
put him into RoboCop's body.
They forget to wipe his memories, so he has all these memories of being human and getting killed by this gang. So then he goes off and tries to take down the gang.
Yeah.
Yeah, sounds about right.
RoboCop. flying on a building. He's going everywhere and he's killing people. It's like a satire of like the future, or like cops and all that, how they kill and they are robots.
Yeah, that's like a anti-corporate movie.
Yeah, where like the corp buys the police. That's where we're headed.
Bezos
buys the police. Yeah,
that is about right, isn't it?
You are Amazon police now.
Oh my god, yeah. That's what they're gonna do.
It is pretty much what the movie is like about, I think. It's kind of like pointing the finger at these big corporations and the power and like monopoly they kind of have on the world, and how they can do something ridiculous like buy the police force. I think early on they say about how they've bought like the entire medical system as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's correct. That's what PharmaCare basically is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Big Pharma.
You see these cops? These are SpaceX cops now. Where we're headed.
Indeed. Gonna have little Amazon fucking police officers and their little robot
bodies.
They're drones.
Yeah. They're Amazon drones.
Policing everything.
RoboCop. Yeah.
Wow.
I've seen this before. I watched it with my brother like a couple of years ago, I think. Didn't have a very good time with it. So I thought, what's going to change? Am I going to see it in a new robo light? No. No, I'm not. It's boring and I don't like it. It's fine. It's fine enough. Like the satire angle is fine. It's quite funny.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's goofy as all hell. But mostly, not really into it myself. I don't know. I don't know if I can really pinpoint. It's like this is what's wrong with this movie. But it's like I just don't find it very interesting.
Just didn't gel with it.
I understand. Yeah. Like I get more entertainment from other movies that do like satire of like big corps and all that. But this is not one of them, I don't think.
Yeah, I thought
like
it was,
a Brazil
yeah.
is quite in that sort of vein, in a type of way.
Yeah,
but
it is.
Yeah, I just don't. I don't really care, and I don't like looking at it either, because it's like muddy and like grey.
Oh,
and it's like really dark all the time. But it's like it wills you not to look at it.
I also thought it was kind of boring, to be honest. Not as boring as we'll get onto it, but not as boring as the second one. But like it was not. Like, I was expecting it to be, like, funny, goofy. You know, like, you watch a film and you're like, oh, God, that's really funny.
Because
it
actually had, like, a really funny, sort of funny time the first time I watched it. I'm ready to, like, laugh at it. But I didn't. I don't think I did, actually.
Like, it's funny, but it's not enough to keep me interested.
Yeah.
I hope that makes
sense. Yeah, I get
that. Yeah.
I'm the only one of us three who actually likes it. I like it a lot. This is my second or third time watching it, I think. I've not seen it since I was a teenager, so I was worried that rewatching it, I would not enjoy it at all. But I did still get a lot out of it. I really do enjoy the satire of the movie, especially like the moments where they like have like fake commercials and stuff. I found a lot of them quite funny. That's something that they like try and bring back in the sequels as well, which I don't think they do quite as well. And they don't really like blend into the movie as well as they do in this one. And even just like as an action movie, I have a great time with it. I think all the action set pieces are a lot of fun. I really love the ridiculous amount of violence and gore in it. Paul Verhoeven goes like so over the top, and you can tell he's just kind of having a blast making the movie.
Yeah, it's a bit extra.
I do find that quite infectious. I have such a good time watching it because I can tell that the people behind the movie are enjoying making it. It does feel quite self-aware, I think, and how silly and goofy it can be at times. And I think just everyone behind it was having a blast.
Yeah, I like the part where like they bring in the big robot and they're like, this is the new RoboCop. He's awesome. Here, Kenny, hold this gun. And pointed at him. And then the robot's like, put down that gun. And he's like, oh, you better do what he says. And then like, he does it. But like, he just keeps saying, I'm going to count to 10. And then he like blasts Kenny like to smithereens. Like, and he fucking smashes into like the little model city, and he's like, "Ah, I'm dying." And they're like, "Kenny, no!"
Yeah, that's awesome.
I like that.
My favorite bit. Of the movie, to be honest.
That is probably the best bit of the movie. I also like where someone goes, "Call a paramedic," as if he's going to be saved.
And I like when Murphy gets shot to shit as well, because he's
just like
50 times, and he just doesn't die, carries on screaming. He's like,
they shoot his hand, and his entire hand explodes.
Yeah, it's fucked. It would explode.
Yeah.
He's fucked up, man. Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, like, I think that's it, though, is it? Like, there's points of it that are actually, like, really funny, but it doesn't save a movie.
In hindsight, it feels like a movie I should have really enjoyed. That's what pisses me off.
Oh, what, like, well, you're disappointed
about, like, when he, like, goes to, like, the gas station, and he sees that one guy who, like, shot him. He's like, "It's time to take out the trash." He's like, he blows up the fucking petrol station. He's like, trying to kill the guy. That should be awesome. But it's not.
Although some of the one-liners were really funny.
It's so lame. And he, like, that guy is like, "What are you reading there, nerd? You better get out of here." To the cashier.
Yeah.
It should be awesome. It should be great. Why is it not?
Well, I guess that is a little bit lame, where it's like, "Were you a student?"
Yeah.
It's okay.
"What are you, a student? Reading books, bookworm? Get out of here."
It's so stupid.
I love just like the performance of, is it Peter Weller?
Yeah.
Yeah, as RoboCop. He'd like, I think he does a great job of like actually like manifesting like the body movements or what you'd expect a robot to be like.
But
it is very goofy, like the way he moves. So how sometimes he'll be standing there and he'll just like suddenly whip around as he moves. And like, it is very cartoony and silly, but I think it fits.
He kind of like moves like he modeled it off of like an actual like wind up toy robot rather than like a cyborg machine.
Why do they think that having a RoboCop was a good idea? He can't even run.
Yeah, like he's like, his legs are like, what's it, like stretched out the whole way. Like he's running like Jesus Christ.
Yeah, but he catches up with everyone.
But what if he like, what if he like got out of his car and had to walk away?
Luckily,
it never happens to him. He's just struck a luck. But like, what if he's like out on the town or something, and like somebody's committing a crime? He's like, "Stop there, civilian," and then they run away from him. Like his car's like all the way back there. What's he gonna do? Run after him? Like,
yeah, he literally cannot run. It's kind of like Charlie Brown, and he's like, got his legs
terrible,
all, like,
terrible design. Yeah. Really. That's where the drone should have come in.
Yeah.
He's like, "Release the robo drones," and like robo drones come out of his thighs.
To be fair, he is a prototype. Maybe they would have
perfected him later. Should have
made our RoboCop able to run.
You would have thought that would have been like, as a cop, that would be like your first like priority in a cyborg policeman. He probably should be able to run. Yeah.
I also love the way he speaks.
Oh,
it's really glorious.
It's really stunted, isn't it? It's like he's speaking from like not an auto-generated like machine.
Yeah.
Hello.
He's good. He's a good actor.
I really like Weller.
I don't know about like this is, it's quite something. I must say, it's not like a bad performance by any stretch, because it's like, what is he doing? Just like, he's trying to be a robot.
Yeah. He's doing what he's
really
meant to
do with that, you know? But yeah, I don't know if I like care about the character all that much. It's just like he died. So like, what does it matter if like, now he has to get revenge, and it's like, but he died.
Yeah, like do we care about RoboCop, or do we care about Murphy? Like, this is,
RoboCop is Murphy.
Yeah, but like, how much do
he has to find his way back to being a human reality?
But does he ever?
He has flashbacks about his family that never mean anything ever.
Yeah, some of the stuff of this movie is.
They set up a lot over this trilogy where it's like, and he had a family. Where are that family now? But it never resolves, like, ever.
Except for kind of in the third one. But even then,
I don't know.
Oh, dear.
I think there's a lot of great effect work throughout. I think, like, especially in like the designs and stuff, I think there's a lot of really striking, memorable imagery, like RoboCop or like that big, that first prototype that they show that comes through and accidentally kills that guy. It's really great stuff, really memorable.
It is good. The 1,000 TVs on the wall and all that.
Oh, yeah.
This weird dystopian view of the future, but it's like everything is just fucked. Like, no, no, not even like you couldn't even have like predicted the future to be like this shitty.
Yeah.
It's like, it's just,
no,
like,
that's true,
it's just
though,
awful.
Isn't it?
Like, really bad.
Like, yeah.
When they show like people having like phone calls, they're like almost, they kind of predicted like face chat.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Like, they're on these big fuck off televisions from like the '90s,
yeah,
it's fucked. It's
as if, yeah, as if TVs like that could have the capacity.
God, this world is just—it's sickening.
Doesn't make any
and
sense.
Big phones and TVs,
and there's 7 million crimes a day in Detroit
all
alone.
All square TV stuff.
Yeah. They're violent, they.
There's a lot of cool gore moments as well. Like I said earlier, they do go really over the top with the violence in it, like when he originally gets like killed, Murphy, when he's just being shot over and over again, just being completely pulverized by bullets. It looks sick. There's a bit in the third act where a guy like has his vat of toxic waste poured on him and he's like all melty and goopy. It looks insane.
Oh yeah, that was pretty cool.
He's fucked, mate. Fucked.
Yeah.
That was sick. That was sick. I like everything. I like a lot of what happens, or like how all that like industrial plant looks. That's very like this big fucking hulking stingy stuff going on. It's like, whoa, look at all the metal. It's fucked. It's like, yeah, it's horrible. Little, this horrible view of the future, which I don't think, this is very unique film in that sense, because like, I don't know if anything really looks the way RoboCop does in terms of like a visual aesthetic of the future. I do think it has that sort of market cornered for itself.
Yeah. It does, it kind of, it does look very dirty and grimy, but I think it fits with the setting that they're trying to portray, because it's set in Detroit, which is already like well known as kind of
fucked up,
being quite run down like it is in this movie, and I think they kind of try and capture that.
Yeah. It really, Detroit become roboted it.
Yeah.
But I don't like looking at it. It is gross. I don't know.
Maybe that's the point.
It is, yeah, I'm pretty sure it is.
Like, this is ugly. The future is ugly.
There's a lot of cool like handheld close-ups. Gave me a lot of like Sam Raimi vibes at points.
Yeah. What was up with those close-ups of like RoboCop?
Oh, like, with his mouth.
What does it matter?
Yeah.
Like, if you, it's, he's the same from far away as he is like close up.
Oh, yeah, what would like talk about his eyes?
Massive visor on. You can't see his eyes.
He's like
psycho. And his mouth never moves. So what do they keep doing? Close ups on RoboCop's face.
It's funny.
It is funny. to be fair, it is. But it's offers like absolutely nothing in terms of like character.
Yeah, you're supposed to use your imagination. Like, you can see the pinpoint where his heart breaks. It's like, but you see, you see nothing at all.
Like those little meme boards where like they show like a person, but like, and the reaction is just like that same reaction of their face, but like just closer. It's like nothing's changed, just closer. That's what it's like watching RoboCop.
I really like Kurtwood Smith as the villain. He's like kind of like almost mustache twirly sort of guy. He's just like just pure evil.
Mustache twirly.
There's like a great scene that I find really funny where he's like taking down all of his gang and RoboCop just keeps throwing him through windows, throws him through like 6 or 7 windows in a row.
He probably deserved it. That's what I think.
And he should have died.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you stay? Really? How do you stay alive after that?
6 windows. Like, come on. Come on.
I enjoyed watching him in this after watching that 70s show a few years ago, because he's one of the main characters in that.
Did you not like him? Did you want him to get thrown through windows? Or do you mean because you like him as an actor?
No, I liked him. I like him as an actor. I just thought it was cool seeing him
fly through windows. Nice.
Another problem I had with it was like, there was no tension, like, because RoboCop is invincible. So, like, what is it, Matt? Like, he goes into like that,
oh,
that warehouse and he just shoots everyone. And he doesn't even have to like move or duck out of the way. He just like points his gun at people and they're dead. And he doesn't have to do anything. So like, what does it matter? Like, he's invincible.
Yeah,
like,
I guess because if someone pulls up a gun on him, no one's going to go, oh my God, they pulled up a gun on Robocop. It'd be like, oh, they'll shoot that and it would just ricochet.
Kill Robocop with a gun, you fool.
I think it's really funny though when he goes into that like store or whatever and that guy just starts like shooting him in the chest. It's like, he's got a fucking metal plate. Like, you can see it.
The only way they were actually able to kind of defeat him was like having like just being in the right place at the right time with a massive magnet on a forklift.
Oh just, like, my God,
the magnet. It's like, oh, thank God that was there. Otherwise, you would have been fucked.
It's like flailing around. It's really funny.
And it got me thinking, I was like, well, you know, what's like the prime adversary for Robocop? Maybe like Magneto. He'd destroy him. He wouldn't get far at all with Magneto.
Like, the only way to destroy him is to have a pack of fridge magnets.
Yeah, just try him. that would work as well.
Like, scramble his brains.
Magnet power. Cool. Robocop.
What?
Flying through the sky.
Chris.
So that's that.
I was just trying to think of if there was anything else.
Nah, it's not. Robocop 2035. What are we going to rate this one out of?
Ed 209s.
Ed 209.
Ed 209s.
Okay. Yeah, he was the big thing from the beginning.
The stop motion motherfucker.
Yeah.
Doing this for you,
which was
Ed.
Cool.
Mm.
Yeah, I really enjoy this movie. I think it's a really well-made movie. Really loved the satirical edge to it. I just have an absolute blast with it every time I watch it. I also like the music. Didn't bring that up. I thought that was pretty fun. Yeah, I'll give it 7 Ed 209s out of 10.
Robocop! He's gonna kill the Ed 209 with his robo powers. 4... Ed 209s out of 10. My opinions have not changed on this movie. I don't really like it. I wanted to really enjoy it. I really did, but I just didn't care like what was happening at all. Which is a shame. Maybe on the third go around.
Whatever. 5 Ed 209s out of 10.
Okay, Robocop, the second Robocop, Robocop 2,
Electric
1990, Bigelow. Directed by Irvin Kershner, who also directed The Empire Strikes Back, and some other movies that nobody's heard of.
Hey!
He didn't. Never Say Never Again?
I don't know what that is.
What, the James Bond movie?
Bond comedy, where Sean Connery came back to play James Bond again.
Oof.
It's like non-canon.
I can't tell if that's a good thing or a bad thing. I don't like James Bond
anyway. I can't remember. I have seen it, but I can't remember anything about it.
This is the longest Robocop movie. I think it's 2 hours. 2 hours.
Yeah,
it fills it.
The OCP plans to develop cyborgs to replace the police officers in Detroit. Psychologist Juliet Fax creates one with a criminal's brain.
Nice.
Leading to chaos in the city and Robocop must save them all. I read that off of Google.
Yeah, I was going to say, you didn't even try and come up with...
I don't remember what this is. I don't remember the movie.
No, I felt like Max was reading that in a very scriptural kind of way as well, you know, very dramatic reading.
Well, sorry for not being fucking off the cuff enough for Robocop 2. I don't know what happened in this movie. I don't remember it.
I don't blame you.
I just don't... I hated it. It was so bad. Nothing happened. It's so unmemorable. It's like, don't you want to know where your family is, Murphy? Murphy, don't you want to get back to your family? He's like, I want my family back. But he doesn't ever, nothing happens. No. Nothing happens, man.
Yeah, no, that's fair enough, actually. That is pretty much
it. His wife comes to see him and she's like, oh my God, Murphy, it's you. And he's like, I'm not Murphy, I am Robocop. And then that's the end of that plot.
Yeah.
And then the bad guys steal Robocop and make him good. And then that's a plot for like 10 minutes where he's like good and doesn't want to kill anyone.
Oh yeah, where he says to the kids, bad language makes for bad feelings. yeah. to swear at him in the shop. That was fun.
And then he fixes himself by just doing a Frank Grimes and holding power cables and electrocuting himself.
That was really funny, though.
Back to normal.
Like, legitimately funny.
Yeah. It was one of the great Grimesy moments. I remember when he was, like, fighting that. It's just, like, I have to, like, think of things that I remember now. I'm like, oh, I remember that now from Robocop 2. But it was, like, when he was fighting that big robot at the end and the robot, like, sprinted up the fucking vent shaft and he was like, like climbing up the vent shaft as Robocop was trying to get away. He was like, ah, oh, fuck, he's after me. That was pretty creepy. It was like, was it like stop motion? I mean, you could tell when like the fucking,
I think so,
the layers were not matching up on it, when they had just like put Robocop on like a screen. It was really obvious.
I swear there was like a lot of stuff like like the CGI and stuff, like where they would like fly out of the windows and stuff, and you can just see where it's like been imposed.
Yeah, it's quite bad. Obviously, this is like Robocop is like barely in this movie.
Yeah,
that's why.
Oh, yeah, this is not
really
a Robocop movie, by the way. No. In my opinion, it's barely
it
a Robocop
so
movie.
It's so boring.
It's really boring.
Why did
most
they
of the
do
movie
this?
Is just like exposition and dialogue, and it doesn't need to be. There's so many scenes I feel like are just kind of repeated. So much like where they're trying to deliver information that doesn't need to be delivered, that could just be cut out of the movie. I feel like the plot is pretty straightforward and they just try and make it way more complicated than it needs to be. And it just makes it so boring and dull.
And the characters suck.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing to like latch onto in this movie.
Do you just
want to
watch Robocop? Even like, he
gag
sucks.
It for Robocop again.
I don't even like care about the character.
Yeah.
But if I'm watching a Robocop movie, I want to see Robocop.
Yeah, that's
fair
enough.
That's like the bare minimum I want from a Robocop movie is to see Robocop. And it could not deliver.
And then they slightly redesigned him for this movie. He's like really purple and
blue. He looks
blue.
Like a Dyson Airbag.
Yeah, he's like the most chromium looking motherfucker I've ever seen in my whole life.
It looks awful.
Looks pretty bad.
I don't know why they did that. Like, what was the purple all about? Was that some sort of like, oh, we got to spruce up him a little bit. We've got to make him spicy. You've got to make him purple.
Well, this movie is a lot more colourful than the first one.
Maybe that's why. Maybe they just thought purple would spruce up the place or something.
I do actually enjoy that there's a lot more colour in the movie. There's like a sequence right at the beginning, which I actually quite enjoyed, where it's like set in this like run-down like street where crime's going crazy. And there's a lot of like walls that are like all neon and shit.
Hmm.
Oh, didn't you guys say it was like John Wick 3 or 2 or I don't fucking remember now.
Yeah, it was like that. It was like John Wick 3.
Yeah, I enjoyed that. But I don't know why they made him purple.
That's the only good part about this, is that it makes me want to watch John Wick 3.
I barely remember any of it, to be honest, but I don't know whether... Is that a stroke of the movie or is that just because... I just wanted to block it out, you know? Like, it's just one of those movies you want to forget.
You got Tom Noonan coming in, being the bad guy, sort of. I like Tom Noonan, but he's not good in this. That's it. He dies, but then his consciousness becomes part of a robot. So, like,
yeah,
he's
they put
in
his
the,
brain in a robot.
He's in the anti-Robocop.
Oh, yeah.
He's in the evil Robocop suit.
Yeah.
Like, as a program. And his face, like, comes up on the screen and it's, like, warped with fucking, you know, 1990 CGI, where he's like, and he's, like, making like, crinkly faces or whatever in the screen.
It's really funny.
And it looks fucking freaky.
Yeah.
It is really freaky.
Looks
I like
really
the bit
bad.
Where he goes to see his, like, girlfriend or whatever, and she's just like, I could maybe get used to this. And I'm just like, this is weird. Like, this is really fucking weird. But I don't remember a lot else of the movie other than like that one scene and then the fact that they're all like addicted to some sort of like weird injection they pump in their neck or whatever the fuck.
I just forget all of this.
What's going
I've got
on?
A note here that says, this is making me upset. It's so shit.
Wasn't the drug called Nuke as well or something? And it was like bright red. It was like a juice. It was like Prime or something. It was like,
it was like Kool-Aid. Got to inject this Kool-Aid directly into my veins. Oh, man.
Yeah.
I don't think it would be as big of an issue if, like, it was quite boring and, like, the dialogue was lame and shit. If at least the action sequences were fun, but they're not. They're really badly directed. It's really difficult to actually tell what's going on in a lot of them. Just a massive mishmash of things going on. It's just so badly put together.
Yeah. I only really remember that last one with the two robots fighting.
Yeah, and even that's not very good either.
No.
For some reason, Robocop actually takes damage in this movie. Like, in the previous one, he didn't take any damage and he was invincible. In this one, he gets, like, shot. He has his limbs, like, removed at points. He, like, actually takes serious damage for some reason.
Maybe that other robot had a magnet in him.
Yeah, it's all right. You can just, like, click those limbs back into place.
Well, like, apparently Legos. Not, because he was, like, decommissioned for, like, three quarters of the movie because he was hooked up to a ventilator.
We have to fix him. We have to repair him.
It's ridiculous.
They try and go for the whole, like, oh, robots have feelings too sort of plot.
Oh.
Like the Blade Runner 2049
sentient
plot.
And all that.
It just did not work. It felt so, like, cheesy and ridiculous.
He's suffering.
Oh, yeah. He's suffering.
Yeah, he was suffering.
Maybe he was.
To be fair, maybe he was, but his whole body had a transplant, so unless his...
Yeah, he was all right at the end.
Yeah, like, I don't know.
He was like, I'm not suffering anymore. I'm Robocop.
And he was even more purple than he was before.
I'm a whole new vacuum.
I just don't have anything to say about this.
There's not really anything to say about it.
Yeah, I know. I was wondering whether that... Are we done? Yeah, we done. What do you want to rate it?
Darcy drew Robocop on my notepad and she put my shiny teeth and me next to it.
He had really shiny teeth.
Oh, did he? I don't remember.
Because you had so many close-ups of his friggin' mouth again.
Let's rate this out of Dysons.
Okay.
Yeah. This film's lame. It's really, really boring. Action sequences aren't anything interesting. Although it's colourful, it also kind of looks like shit. Just did not have a good time with it. I give it 3 Dysons out of 10.
2 Dysons out of 10. It was boring. I don't remember a thing about it apart from just having this conversation. I'm like, oh, yeah, okay. Maybe that sort of happened. That's it. That's all
these
I can
little
say. Like, I don't know. Like, I'd love to like rail into it a bit harder, but it's like, I don't even... Maybe that's the genius of this movie. It's that, like,
well,
it's so bad that you completely forget it and you can't say anything bad about it because you've just forgotten about it.
Wow, it's like the forced amnesia movie.
Yeah. I like Memento'd me with Robocop 2.
Oh, we cannot compare this to Memento. But it did Memento me also a little bit, to be fair. 3 Dysons out of 10 Dysons.
3 Dysons out of 10 Dysons.
That is the fact that I actually had to think about that. And then we get into the crux of it all, the final Robo-Copo Electric Boogaloo-go Robocop 3 from 1993. Nicely done. Directed by Fred Decker. About OCP going on a mad one again. They want to replace the whole city with, a new city because they think that the city's like really corrupt and gross.
They're like, Detroit sucks.
Yeah. Detroit needs to die.
Can we just make it again?
And the civilians understandably don't leave their homes, and it's up to Robocop to help them out because they are getting attacked by army drones made by the OCP people. And that is the crux of that one. How do we feel?
This is good. This is the only good Robocop movie.
I'm like waiting for this. I'm sitting here going, go on, boys, go on.
I was told if you don't like Robocop, you're not going to like the others. More fool whoever told me that. This movie rocks. It's, yeah. They're like smacking people down in the street. They're like, you're going to the ghetto, son. And they're like, it's fucked up. fucked. And then, and you know, he gets a fucking jetpack in this. RoboCop gets a jetpack and he's flying through the sky and he's like, and he fights a fucking ninja. He fights a ninja like, oh, this like Chinese guy or Japanese guy. And he's like, you know what? I've heard about RoboCop and he needs to be taken down. I'm going to send a ninja to kill RoboCop. He sends a ninja and RoboCop's fucking fighting a ninja and he's like, it's awesome, man. What's not to love? It's so good. It's loaded with fucking sick shit, man. Great lines and just like bombastic shit. It's what you want to see.
It is legit as a batshit as Max did say.
He introduced RoboCop in this movie. He's like driving along in the in this robo car. He's like, I'm going to a crime, he says. And and he like he's on this bridge.
That's how he always
and he
does.
Fucking swerves and smashes off the bridge. And he like lands in the scene of the crime where it's happening. And then he like he gets his gun out and he shoots a hole on the roof of his car. He pops out like a fucking whack-a-mole. And he's just, and he just kills everyone there. It's awesome.
Yeah, he's got like no chill in this movie. Like, but like before, he's like, I must uphold the law. And now he's like, just fuck everyone.
This, yeah.
Fuck them all.
It's great. That same scene, he's like talking to Anne, and then he like catches a bullet in midair, and he's like, haha, not today, fucking.
Yeah, that's
awesome.
Pretty sick, to be fair. Like, that's precision. Ugh, like, that's the God. Kind of bullet wielding cup we need.
Funny stuff, man. It is funny. good movie. Thank God. We're so happy to have actually had a good time with one of these movies.
I was actually kind of worried, to be honest, because like it was one of those all of us have been working and the weather was really bad. I mean, really fucking
and
bad.
The last
like,
thing you want to do is watch RoboCop
after cycling in
one,
the
two,
rain.
Or three. Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, oh shit. I actually was like, maybe we should tell Max not to come tonight because it's like the rain is so bad and like he's not gonna have a good time. But apparently, it was worth its weight in gold.
Well, I think that's a bit of a stretch.
Oh, maybe.
I don't think it's great.
Well, maybe, great in an
funny.
Ironic sense, maybe.
It's pretty funny. Yeah.
It was entertaining. Like, don't get
I'll
me
never
wrong.
Watch it again, but I had a good time with it.
No. Like, if I was going to pull anything out of this movie, like, to make a serious, like, critique about or whatever, but, like, that... That poor scene where like Anne dies and you're supposed to have like three whole movies with her, near enough, two and a bit movies with her, right? And you think, oh, I should get attached to this Anne, right? And then she just dies and you're supposed to feel sad, but then RoboCop goes, officer down, and it's the funniest
thing
ever.
Yeah, and
then
he drops his head.
Why
it's awesome.
It?
It's so cool. It's so fucking funny. So fucking funny.
Her death was in vain. Legitimately.
For me, this movie does have a lot of really funny moments. It is very, very goofy, I never heard you laugh so much. But I also really did not have a good time.
I don't know how you can qualify these two things.
I don't get it.
There were like a lot of moments that I did find funny, but when I wasn't laughing at the movie, I was so bored.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
In between
actually,
the funny moments, there was nothing going on that I was even remotely interested in.
Oh,
I didn't care about this like underground cult terrorist group.
Oh yeah,
run
that he joins
by Captain Spangler from Malcolm in the Middle.
Oh fuck yeah!
I just didn't care about any of that. I didn't care about just any of the plot. I don't even know what the plot was.
I just
I don't
told
really
you what it
was. Know
I didn't
what
even
was
know
going
it.
On.
He's got to get the pig ball. Because they're being put in the ghettos.
He's got to
and
save
like,
Detroit.
That's the last straw.
Yeah,
actually.
But I didn't care.
Actually, I'm really going to try now, he said.
They recast RoboCop in this one.
Yeah.
And the new guy who plays him, I don't think, does a good job at all.
No, he's not the best.
The like his movements look so unnatural.
He's a
like,
fucking cyborg
he is
robot,
a robot,
Chris.
But like, at least in the first two, it felt like... Like you would expect a robot man to act, whereas this one it just felt way too like cartoony and over the top.
Chris, that's why it was funny.
Yeah, Chris is going for #NotMyRobo.
That fucking place. He like goes into the hotel or whatever, and he like opens the door and he just points his gun at them and he goes, "Allow me, scum." And it's awesome. Yeah, that was pretty funny.
That's a line that sticks out to you.
One of the best. That is the best line from this movie. I will say that forever.
It does stick out.
Allow me, scum. Do you like when he's like got to get to that guy, but he's still like knocking the door down like he could do because he's RoboCop? He just shoots a man-sized hole in the door
and then kicks
the entire door down.
Yeah, that was so like unnecessary.
Oh, so good.
It is really goofy, but so is the first one, but like I feel like with the first one it was a little bit more self-aware, whereas with this one I didn't really feel that at all. It kind of felt like they were kind of being genuine.
But it wasn't self-aware. Yeah. It was like, this is a great movie.
I don't think they even thought it was a great movie. I think they knew it was a bad movie, but they didn't care. I didn't get any sense that anyone making this was having a good time making it. I feel like they just kind of were making it because they had to.
No.
I don't know. They seemed to look like they were having fun.
I thought it was funny as hell.
I mean, I don't know that for sure.
They looked like they were having fun. You know, that British guy just hamming it up the entire time. He was in that hotel room, wasn't he? He was like, "I've got you, criminal scum." And then like he's like, "Not today, punk." And then the British guy fucking dives out of the window, like smacks onto a platform, like I don't know, like 2 meters below. And he rolls off the platform and drops fucking like 6 meters down and just lands on his feet. And then he runs away. It's like,
yeah, that was incredible.
That was sick.
Is this the one where OCP are like falling apart? And then you see that like worker who's like on the phone to his wife, and he just jumps out the window.
Yeah, it's fucked, man.
Just kills himself.
Couple people that jump off the building in this one.
Oh yeah,
That's what makes it so good.
He does a Reynolds. Like, yeah, just fucking flies out the window.
It's great. You see it from like the people's perspective too, and the civilians in the beginning, where they're like running away because they're being ghettoed. You don't get that in the other RoboCop movies. Where you get a perspective on who RoboCop is trying to protect. Because in the other movies, he's not really trying to protect anyone. I liked in this movie where he actually like protects people and he tries to save people. But in the other ones, he's like just killing bad guys because he's a cop and cops kill people. In this one, he actually tries to save people, and it's actually quite refreshing to see RoboCop on that side of the force. Rose,
he's
maybe
on the right side of the law.
Maybe I should trying to do my job instead of killing a load of people.
You say that, but he goes against the police guys and joins a terrorist group.
Yeah, because they save him.
Yeah, but if he's a police officer and he's doing his job, then surely he'd be working with the people.
No, because they were bad, and they were owned by the court, and they were like, "Fuck it." And then
the
fourth classified instruction in the RoboCop genetics
gets written out.
Don't hurt an employee or whatever. And he's like, "I'm gonna hurt employees now." And yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, they hijack him,
isn't
it?
He saved the people, and he's on the side of the resistance. All good cops should be. What was that fucking that Chris said? Like, that's what all good cops should do. Nah, I was like, nah.
Sacrifice themselves for someone.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and then I said, "What would you do?" That he goes, "No, because I'd never be a cop." And I said, hypothetically, he goes, "Yeah, okay."
Would you kill yourself if you were a cop? Yeah.
If it saved
in
people.
In a heartbeat. They could all be doing it.
I mean, I see where Chris was coming from, but I don't think it's a requirement to be a cop, you know what I mean? Like, you don't sign up and go, "I definitely would jump in front of a detonator."
It is weird how many people stayed for this movie as well. Mm. Like a lot of people that just carry on being in this movie. I would have dipped out.
Paul Weller or Peter Weller did
out. Yeah, okay, I got you.
But like, you got Anne in there, you got the police chief guy, he's still there.
They love it, I guess.
They love RoboCop.
Or maybe they just weren't getting any other roles.
Or they're contracted to work in 3 movies.
Yeah, maybe.
Could be.
This did have like, I think, almost half the budget for the second one.
It kind of feels it a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know.
Still a bigger budget than the first one, weirdly enough, but I think it looks cheaper than that one did.
Weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
Although I think the first one does have the worst effect in the entire trilogy with that guy falling out the window.
That was the best bit, man. Whereas, that was hilarious.
Arms and legs are like 2 times the length they should be for some reason.
Yeah, that was funny though. I'm not even going to pretend.
Yeah, that was fun.
It looked terrible and I loved it.
That was just fun. This is a Christmas movie as well. So it's Christmas all the time. Yeah, another one to add to the pile.
We're say all the time, there's like 2 scenes with a Christmas tree and some decorations.
That makes it a Christmas movie.
It is Christmas in that universe. You don't have to like show a tree for it to be Christmas.
It does make it Christmas
in
the movie.
I saw the tree, so I know it's Christmas. It's not like they changed the scene and there's not a tree in it and you're like, it's not Christmas.
They just got the other Christmas decorations.
And he like sees that kid, the ventilation child, where he like crawls through the vents.
His son, isn't it?
No, it's just like a kid.
I swear they established that he like remembers that was his son.
Was it? I thought it was just a kid.
Because he's like having like flashbacks of like his kid that he had in the first one.
Yeah, he's like, I had kids and that's a kid.
No, I swear it was like, there's that bit where he's like remembering him having that kid and then it cuts to that other kid that he saw. I thought what they were saying is that is his kid. And his kid's been adopted and grown up.
I got the sense that he just wanted, like, some kids.
Maybe.
No idea.
I used to have kids. Don't know what happened to him. But that is a child, so I guess he's all right. But yeah, and he was, like, hanging out with him. And they were, like, holding hands or whatever. That was fun. That was nice. Before, he was, like emotionally distant. Now he's, like, trying to regain his humanity. Just good to see. Thanks, RoboCop.
Wow.
And this is like the first one where they like really go in on like what RoboCop can sort of do with like his robo body. Like he's like in that hotel and the guy's like, oh yeah, the lift jams also. And he's like in the lift and it goes up and like the lift door like jams halfway. So he just like folds the lift over because he's like super strong.
Yeah.
But, like, never really been established that's like something he can do. Like he's like really super strong. Like, obviously, you kind of assume.
Yeah, but you never
see
it. He's
a robot. But yeah, they're not like, you know, whatever.
I get that.
Got like a gun in his thigh. That's what he can do. And he can drive a car.
What a guy.
But then this one, he fucking folds the lift door open in half. And then like, he like shoots that fucking door and he just kicks it in. Fuck, man. Yeah. Good stuff. And he has a jetpack. What do we think about the jetpack?
It's pretty epic.
I love jetpacks.
Pretty reminds cool. me of the ending of Jingle All The Way.
Oh yeah, we did specify this.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
It had the similar CGI thing going as well.
RoboCop, he saved us, and he like blows up the tank. I'm on a jetpack. It's awesome, man. Like when he fights those ninjas, and then they're like, "Oh, you thought by killing one of our you thought you killed our one ninja? You didn't think we had backup." Ninjas.
And
like more ninjas come out and it's the same robot ninja guy and he's like, now we got 2 more robot ninjas that are the same.
Yeah, like copy and pasted them.
And he's like, fuck this robot ninja, I'm out of it. And he like shoots that one robot ninja and his face goes weird, like creepy smile just going about like weird like fleshy bits that come off of him. And he's fighting that guy and also another robot ninja. it's awesome. never
I need you to stop.
the British guy is like, you fool. They have like a fail safe bomb in them. and then RoboCop's like, oops. And then he like grabs.
Just says, oops.
He grabs
shit.
The kid and the woman and he
flies away to
He flies them. Not even like out of the window where he should have flown them. He flies them through the hallway and then out of another window or something.
Yeah, that was
and
stupid.
Then the whole building blows up. He's like, he just didn't save anyone in there apart from those two people.
That was the thing that Chris was like,
yeah,
well,
like,
should
why
have sacrificed
doesn't he Dark Knight
himself?
Rises it and just fly out with him and sacrifice himself to save everyone.
That's where the police should die.
Yeah. He should die. Oh my god.
What's he gonna do? Like realistically?
Yeah, you can't take everyone. Like he's only got 2 hands.
Maybe he wanted to live.
Or if he's got super strength and he just like fly out, throw the bodies in the air, and then fly back?
Could he have not thrown the body out the window of that of
throwing them in the air?
Yeah, throw them in the air so they're really high in the sky, and then they blow up and it doesn't hurt anyone.
I know what he's trying to say. I actually do.
Before they fall to the ground.
So like an explosion. The robot body is up in the sky. Okay, I got you.
I thought you were talking about the woman and the child.
I mean,
he's like he throws the woman and the car, woman and the child out of the window, and then he like blows up the building or whatever, and then he goes out of the building and catches them in midair and like snaps their neck because of the wind whiplash.
That'd be pretty epic though. To be honest.
That would have been great. Good movie. What are we rating this out of?
Ventilation children.
Cool.
Yeah, this film sucks. It is funny. I'm not going to deny that I didn't laugh quite a lot at it. Uh-huh. But it was laughing at it, not with it. It feels very low budget. It feels almost like a straight to DVD or like TV sort of movie.
Was it not?
Yeah, I just did not have a good time except for a handful of moments where I laughed a lot. Just overall, I just think it's a really badly made movie. I give it 2 ventilation children out of 10.
What on earth?
But didn't you like at the end where like RoboCop's there and they're like, your name's Murphy, aren't you? And he says, my friends call me Murphy. You call me RoboCop.
That was good.
It's great. So fucking great. Ooh. I also think like the fight between like RoboCop and the ninjas could have been better. Yeah, good stuff. 6, what was it?
Ventilation children.
6 ventilation children out of 10.
I just like the fact that there's an alternative name called Robot Zaru.
Robot Zaru.
It was fucking sick. And a RoboCop 03, RoboCop 3 for some reason. Anyway, cool, funny meme. 5 ventilation children out of 10. What a weird rating system that we've got going on.
Thanks, RoboCop.
For being...
Another one for the books. Another great trilogy to add to the books.
Yeah.
Sure.
Next week, episode... 109. We're almost there. Regularly scheduled program, and we're going to spin a wheel. This is going to tell us what the frick we're going to watch next week. And hopefully we have time to watch them.
Oh, I love
guess
that noise.
Guess
what's all the stuff going on at the moment. But yeah, we'll see.
That noise is popping.
Let's come up with Norwegian movies.
Norwegian movies. You don't want to do that.
No.
Okay, we're going to spin again. I had one picked, but that's exactly what I was going to pick.
Let's come up with another country.
Do it again. Then. So really
See,
wants
I said
to do
I'm like
country.
The, I like the noise, yeah. But this was yeah. Not it.
RoboCop.
I would just rather come back to countries at another point. Mel Brooks movies.
We're going to do Mel Brooks movies.
I'm happy with that. Cool. I like Mel Brooks.
You definitely should have just stuck with the Norwegian movies.
Mel Brooks.
Cool.
3 Mel Brooks movies in episode 109.
Okay.
Look at the description to find out what those are. I'm excited to find out. I couldn't, off the top of my head, name you a single Mel Brooks movie.
Neither could I. That's why I'm like immediately Googling.
He's
in everything, he's really, isn't he?
Director, isn't he?
Yeah, it's a director special.
It's directors.
Obviously,
he's actor as well.
So it doesn't matter?
No, to come up specifically as films he directed.
Mel Brooks.
He has directed some bangers, to be fair. So
it's a director, not okay.
Director special next week. Mel Brooks. 3 movies. Look at the description. Yeah. Social media. YouTube. Follow that. The Sunday Movie Marathon. Instagram, we've got that too. At Sunday Movie Pod. Twitter is at Sunday Movie Pod, if you're on Twitter, but I don't think anybody is. Facebook at Sunday Movie Marathon, and Letterboxd is at Sunday MM.
What?
Capital S, capital MM. That's the big one.
What?
Do that. And remember to like, subscribe, and rate the podcast 5 stars. Do we have any last words?
RoboCop forever.
RoboCop flying in a jetpack, saving all the people and fighting some ninjas. See you. See ya.